This is probably the peak of our activity. So we're pretty busy, but it's very good that we have delivered what we said we were going to do. And every indication the schemes we're now building will, again, be of great benefit to our communities.
The Midlands has been the carrier for a lot of this work for many, many years. Done? Essentially complete?
Well, we've always had a belief, no matter how successful we've been in the past, we'll be judged on the Midlands. It's our flagship scheme. As we know, it's been planned for well over 100 years. And it's really pleasing now to see that the scheme is almost complete. In fact, construction has pretty much ceased. All the components are performing either at specification or above. It's now a matter of making them all operate together at the one time. Another word for that is commissioning, and we're well into the commissioning phase. This is going to be a great scheme, both from an irrigation perspective, but also from a civil engineering perspective. There have been a lot of challenges getting this scheme into place. This is a project that really all Tasmanians should be proud of.
It's on time, on budget, or how much over?
No, we're under budget, actually, a little bit on the scheme, which is, again, it's only been achieved so far by the cooperation of local communities, a very strong local contracting workforce that we've used, and I think, quite frankly, some of the skill of our TI staff. We are actually delivering water on the scheme now as part of the commissioning. It would be nice to have the whole thing finished. It's going to be a couple more weeks before the full commissioning is completed. It's now a matter of making sure we can generate power, a level of consistency that's also something that we need to achieve.
What about your other big cost scheme, the South East? Where are you up to with that?
The South East is, in my view, a real game changer of a scheme. It's bringing much needed water to a highly productive area, and an area we're going to see a lot of investment. And investment means jobs, and jobs in this state are about the best thing you can aim for. So that scheme is going very well. We have pipe in the ground. Our contractor there is Hazel Brothers, and they're performing to a very high standard. We've started to build a small dam, and that work's commencing. And most importantly, we got the crossing across the Derwent last weekend pretty much in place. That in itself, again, was quite an engineering achievement. 950 metres long, over 300 tonnes in one length, had to be floated about 8 kilometres down the river and then placed across the river near Bridgewater, and it went very smoothly.
As an engineering thing or as an environmental thing? Because there's a lot with all of this.
Well, we can't separate engineering and environment these days. Whatever we do has to be to the highest possible environmental standards. And you only achieve that if your engineering's right. So the two really work hand in hand. The pipe was put across the Derwent on Sunday and Monday. From an engineering perspective, it was a great success. And environmentally, it exceeded our expectations. So it's been a really good outcome. And again, quite exciting. We haven't seen this sort of construction in Tasmania for some time.
This, of course, has me ask you about all the other construction that's going on. Dam building, pipe laying, lots of groundwork from the northwest to the northeast to the south.
Yeah, there's a lot of work going on. We've now been doing this for over 4 years, and we're starting to get quite experienced staff and very experienced contractors, and they're also developing skills. We now know each other well. There's a high degree of trust between Tasmanian Irrigation and our contracting workforce. We have very exacting standards when it comes to engineering and environmental performance, and particularly for safety. And I think that's something our contractors now understand, and we're getting, as I said, a very high level of performance out of them. So whilst we have schemes literally all over the state going on at the one time, I'm quite confident that they're all being managed efficiently. They're certainly all within the timetables. We can't do much about winter. In the southeast, the winter won't be a problem because it doesn't rain much. In the northeast, that's quite the reverse, and we'll be looking for a temporary shutdown on our Upper Ringarooma scheme over winter. In the northwest at Dyle Blythe, it may go either way. We're prepared to shut that down over winter if we have to, but so far we're sneaking a few extra weeks in, and we'll continue to do that. And the sooner we get these schemes built and up and running, that's what farmers want. So if we can get through the winter, we will where we can.
Then let's talk about beyond this fast pace to the second tranche, as you refer to it, schemes from Smithton to the Swan on the East Coast.
We've got some very important schemes earmarked for what we call Tranche 2, and we've got the full support of the Tasmanian government to progress this Tranche 2 in terms of financial commitment. It's now important that we get a federal government commitment, and we're, I guess, heartened to hear this government is determined to see infrastructure as one of their hallmarks of their period in power. So we're We'll be in Canberra again next week talking to federal ministers. We are progressing the Tranche 2 screens through to business case and in some cases to water sales. We believe if we do that, we've got what's called shovel-ready schemes, and we think there's more chance of getting funding. One, there's a demonstrated need for these schemes because they have been instigated by the irrigator communities, so we know the demand's there. Secondly, we have the expertise now within the state, both in terms of our employees and the contractor workforce, and even the manufacturing workforce, because a lot of our equipment is manufactured here, and it would be a pity to lose that continuity. So we're saying to the government that if you want to see these schemes delivered in the most efficient manner, then let's not have a break of 2 or 3 years and try and come back to it. You're much better off trying to finish them now while people are in place, and then once construction's finished, then we can wind back this part of the activity.
So isn't there a financial mechanism, because the Treasurer, Joe Hockey's been saying, yes, infrastructure, but tied to asset sales? I mean, would you sell any of your assets that have been constructed in this first tranche of the program?
Well, none of our assets are for sale, and that's not a decision we would take anyway. That's a government decision, but as our irrigators know, our schemes are built to cost. There is no financial return to government, so therefore the ability to sell them is somewhat limited. The state takes the benefit of these schemes really at the farm gate in the increased level of economic activity, not through a margin. So in their current format, they're probably not saleable and you wouldn't want to sell them. And we're not really subject, I believe, to that criteria of Treasurer Hockey, as there are other federal funds that are looking at how we can develop infrastructure in this state. So as far as we're concerned, our ability to get money out of the feds will be based on our credibility and based on the power of our argument. Credibility, we can demonstrate that we've built these schemes already on time, under budget, and we can demonstrate the economic benefit. And in terms of our ability to convince government of that, we'll be pushing pretty hard, knowing that we have the strong support of Tasmanian farmers to do this.
What's your strategy then, to push forward with a party pack of schemes or try and advance them one by one?
What we prefer to see is guaranteed funding for the whole lot. The reality is we are flat out building four schemes now. Even though one is nearing completion, we simply couldn't go and build another four or five straight away. So a phased rollout would be sensible, particularly, again, given the contracting workforce in Tasmania. To give them some continuity would be good. So if we could see funding allowing us to complete all of Tranche 2, say, over the next 3 to 4 years, that would be excellent. But quite frankly, if they want to give us all the money now or over 3 or 4 years, I don't mind, as long as we've got a firm commitment. And I think our argument is so strong, and it's about capability and capacity, and that's what our schemes deliver. Capability to allow this economy to grow and the capacity to really see Tasmanian farmers benefit from reliable water.
You're articulate in advancing those arguments, but it comes at a time when we're seeing cuts to welfare payments, unemployment, pressure on hospitals, pressure on research organisations. How much money do you want?
We want $110 million out of the federal government. But again, the fact that there are competing demands on money, I think, is a really interesting question. If you want to see the social benefits flow, and we all do, health, education, important factors like that, then you need the engine room to contribute towards growth, towards wealth, which will then enable these other things to be built. But if you haven't got that engine room in place, then it becomes very hard on how you deliver more of your social requirements. So whilst to some people it might be seen as competing, I actually see it as complementary. We're talking about 100-year schemes. You get the foundations in, right, the economy strong. What we're doing is developing the agricultural side of the economy. Then government has options on what it does with the money from that point forward. If you haven't got that engine room in place first, those options become limited.